a subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. Song, song, blue, weeping like a willow. Song, song, blue, sleeping on my pillow. Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. Before you know it, started feeling good. Simply got no choice.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Pafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Today marks the 112th meeting between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves at Trustmark Park, and it marks the final meeting between these two teams at this ballpark before the M-Braves move to Columbus, Georgia, and call the newly renovated Golden Park their home for the start of the 2025 season. Shuckers at 37-41, 7-4 in the second half, looking to break out the brooms and sweep the Mississippi Braves, who enter today at 36-43 on the year, 5-6 in the second half. Javon Blake alongside you from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. We are getting set for a series finale between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. Shuckers after tonight will have 2 days off, and tonight rounds out 12 games in 12 days. For Biloxi. Shuckers have won each of the first two in this series, and they've done so in dominant fashion, outscoring the M-Braves by a 20-5 tally, including 14 different runs off the M-Braves bullpen. Javon Blake alongside you as we get set for first pitch, which is scheduled for 6:05 from Trustmark Park. Shuckers yesterday got a massive win, 8-3. They scored 3 runs off the knuckleballer David Fletcher, and then they combined to score 5 runs in just 2 innings off the M-Braves' back end of the bullpen. Patrick Halligan, the only reliever out of him, Jake McSteen, and Anthony Vizcaya, that did not allow a run. Shuckers looking today to run what has been a terrific week for them, to winning 5 of 6 against the Mississippi Braves and finish out 12 games in 12 days with 8 wins of the 12 games. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by one of the hottest hitters in all of baseball, in Lamar Sparks, who is tied for the AA lead with 12 hits on the week, including a 5-hit performance on Thursday to tie the single-game franchise record. That comes right next before first pitch, scheduled once again for 6:05 in the final game between the Shuckers and the M-Braves at Trustmark Park in franchise history. We're back after this.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, everybody. Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we roll on and get set for the Shuckers' final game against the Mississippi Braves at Trustmark Park in franchise history. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and the man who quite possibly will have the final five-hit game by a Shucker in this ballpark, it's Lamar Sparks. Lamar, thanks so much for joining us.
How's it going? I appreciate you having me.
How's it going for you? You've had quite the fun week, tied for the AA lead in hits this week, and you tied the franchise record for most hits in a game with five on July 4th.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's been a preparation, you know, but it's been awesome. You know, a lot of preparing, a lot of adjusting, a lot of everything so far. So it's been good.
And I know that you guys as a team put a lot of work into the cage. How good does it feel when that work in the cage and work with hitting coach J.J. Reimer really pays off in the game situation?
It's really good. You know, J.J.'s a guy who loses sleep over us hitters, you know, staying up at night, you know, trying to figure it out for us. And him and I got together and rethought the whole process and took a new step towards figuring out something new, something that would work and something that would be easy to me for being consistent. And so working with him has been obviously ideal and been very great and helped me along the way. And I want to keep continuing the progress.
You talk about how he's a hitting coach who loses sleep over the hitters. How much do you enjoy that as a hitter where your hitting coach is that involved with what you're doing on a daily basis and just cares that much as a human being?
You know, it helps us too. It helps us with our confidence because we have a guy who wants to be here and wants to work for us. You know, I hear a lot of times people are just like, he's there working with, kind of, you know, he's there to work instead of there to work with and or work for you. And so, you know, I have something new every day from JJ. First thing I do when I sit down in the cage is, hey, what's new? What do we got? What do we got on yesterday? What do we got in this last couple of days? What do we got in this past week? And we discuss it. You know, we go over it, we go over what went well, what didn't, what the, you know, the progression and all that kind of stuff. And that's big for me is being able to sit back and look in the, you know, this everything that I'm working towards, my goals and all that kind of stuff with somebody who's working for us.
You also faced a knuckleballer last night. Have you ever faced a knuckleballer in your career?
I have faced a guy who threw knuckleballs, yes, but it wasn't the same as last night, that's for sure.
What was it like last night? Because it was a weird and wacky situation. He's throwing balls at 64, 65, 66, and you're facing a former big leaguer. Usually that's a guy who's pitching the big leagues, but instead it's a former big league hitter who you're facing on the mound.
Yeah, so, you know, it is interesting. But, you know, it's throwing 65, 66. It gets on you more than you think, especially when it's a knuckleball and you see it coming. So at first, you know, you go up there and you're thinking, okay, I'm just going to, you know, focus on hitting the ball up the middle or hitting it away and all that kind of stuff. And you end up getting beat because you're, you know, sitting there watching it move and making sure that your bat's going to run into it and all of a sudden you're late. And so you kind of have to take the approach of, you know, it's a normal at bat, go through, you know, go through your normal steps and everything towards a normal at bat and work from there.
We talked about the cage work that you guys do. What was it like yesterday? Today you're facing a lot of heavy velocity in there, but what do you do yesterday when you're facing a guy that you know does not throw hard?
Yesterday we actually put the machine on knuckleballs, and it was literally throwing knuckleballs that wouldn't move, you know, or the spin wouldn't move, but the ball would move, and so that kind of helped a little bit. But, you know, just taking it day by day and every step that you can to, you know, work in the cage and be prepared has been helpful, obviously, and yesterday was another one.
One of the big things for you is you have some of the coolest design batting gloves in the team. I think at one point you had one that looked like kind of some graffiti. You have one that kind of looks like an ice cream sundae. Mm-hmm. What is the story behind all the different batting gloves that you use on a daily basis?
So I had a guy reach out to me a couple or last year who made me some batting gloves, and I have one from Houston and then one with the Joker that says "Why So Serious?" And so I wear those frequently. But these newer ones came from a guy that I met this spring training. He's a baseball comedian, and his Instagram is One and then Hunna. And he makes some funny content and all that. And I got to meet him, and he gave me some stuff to wear, and I said I'd wear it. And so it's been pretty cool.
How much do you enjoy having a little flair with the batting gloves up there at the plate?
Enjoying it. It's funny because I'm not usually a flair guy. I don't really like to wear, you know, much flair stuff. But I thought it was cool. You know, they're comfortable batting gloves overall, and so it was awesome to wear.
And they have some hits in them too.
I guess so. Yeah.
One of the big things for the team right now is this is the very end of 12 games in 12 days. You had some experience with playing long stretches back in the Pioneer League, but here at the Double O level, what is it like to keep the body fresh and the mind fresh when you're playing 12 and 12?
You know, luckily we have a very good staff as far as medical trainers and all that kind of stuff too, and you know, help being in there every day with them, and you know, getting the right nutrition and the right, you know, amount of water and hydration, all that kind of stuff, you know, is always a help. But like I said, back to the medical side, having those guys in there like Andrew and Katie in there, working for us and working with us every day is very important to keep our bodies in shape, you know, whether if it's ice bath or soft tissue, whether it's, you know, all this kind of different stuff, preparation, you know. Also Grant and Chris in the weight room, you know, same thing, having those guys in there for mobility for me is a big part, because I'm trying to keep everything loose, keep mobile, and make it through 12 games in a row.
Anything you do special for when you're playing in this heat as well? Because not only is it 12 and 12, but I don't think it's been below 85 degrees for any of these 12 games.
It's been very hot.
Yeah, it's been quite a warm one as well. Lamar, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Braves coming up next.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for first pitch in the series finale and the final game between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves at Trustmark Park, not only for this season, but in Shuckers franchise history, their final visit to Pearl before the M-Braves moved to Columbus, Georgia for the 2025 season. Before we go any farther, it's time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park and welcome back inside our coverage of Biloxi Shuckers baseball from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Pearl. Shuckers and Braves getting sent for a series finale and
It's time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. For the M-Braves, originally it was going to be the lefty Drew Parrish. Instead, he has been scratched, and the righty Landon Harper, the USM product, makes his second start of the season and his 10th appearance of the year. Out of the bullpen for the M-Braves, Harper has been nothing short of dominant. 1-0 with a 1.42 ERA in 19 innings. He has allowed 3 earned runs. All of those came in his very first appearance of the season with the M-Braves. He's gone 16 consecutive scoreless innings, 1 walk, 17 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 188 against him. On the other side of things, the Shuckers will send the guy who has been their ace, and the righty Jacob Mizorowski, 2-3 with a 3.58 earned run average this season. For the Brewers' top prospect, 15 starts this season. He's gone 60 1/3 innings, 37 walks, 78 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 201 against him. Mizorowski's looking to build off what has been a dominant year on the road. 7 starts and a 1.26 earned run average. Starting lineup today for the M-Braves is Bill Byronova Roofing. And for the M-Braves in the leadoff spot, playing center is Cody Milligan. At short is Cal Conley. Gilbert Sanchez bats third and plays second. Keyshawn Hogans is in the cleanup spot, and he will be the DH tonight. Justin Dean plays right and bats fifth. Bryson Horn plays first and bats in the sixth spot. Sebastian Rivero is behind the plate. He bats seventh. In the eighth spot, it is Cade Bunnell, and Brandon Parker rounds out the order. He bats ninth and plays left. For the Shuckers, Dylan O'Ray back in the top of the lineup after he reached base twice yesterday with a single and a walk. He will play center. At the shortstop position and batting second is Eric Brown Jr. Brock Wilken DHs today, and he bats third. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats in the fourth spot and plays first. Xavier Warren starts at third and bats fifth. Nick Cale is behind the plate and bats sixth. And in the seventh spot, it is the newest member of the Biloxi Shuckers, signed as a free agent by the Milwaukee Brewers organization just a few days ago, back on July 2nd. He was assigned to Biloxi just today, and he makes his organizational debut. It is Connor Scott, who has spent the last 3 seasons with AA Altoona in the Pirates organization. He will make his organizational debut tonight for Biloxi, bat seventh, and play right. In the eighth spot, it is another former Eastern leaguer in Casey Martin, who spent a majority of this season with the Philadelphia Phillies organization in AA Reading. He will bat eighth and play second. Well, Lamar Sparks, we just talked to him, 12-for-22 this week, one of the hottest hitters in all of minor league baseball. He will play left and bat ninth. Shuckers and Braves getting set for first pitch on a gorgeous, gorgeous Saturday night. 96 degrees and clear, but a lot of cloud cover, good bit of wind as well that has cooled things off, and no humidity as well, which has turned it into quite an enjoyable Saturday night despite the 96-degree weather, set to be the hottest first pitch temperature for a Shuckers game this season. Shuckers and Braves coming your way next. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam. Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1.
Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes, fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Aker comes home. Dip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
You're home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
More time, Biloxi Shuckers, Mississippi Braves, the 112th matchup between these two teams at Trustmark Park, and the final meeting between these two teams at Trustmark Park as the M-Braves set to move to Columbus, Georgia for the start of the 2025 season. Shuckers have won each of the first two games in this set, looking to win all three against the M-Braves in their final trip to Pearl. Shuckers at 37-41 on the season, but a division leading 7-4 in the second half. M-Braves at 36-43, 5-6 in the second half. Shuckers today will see the righty Landon Harper, who makes his 10th appearance and second start of the season. He's 1-0 with a 1.42 earned run average, 19 innings, one start, one walk, 17 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 188 against him. For the kid born and raised in Meridian, Mississippi, and a former member of the Southern Miss Golden Eagles baseball team. Dylan O'Reilly leads it off for a Shuckers lineup that is built by Renova Roofing. Eric Brown Jr. bats second. Brock Wilkin is in the three spot. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats fourth. Xavier Warren bats fifth. Nick Cale is in the sixth spot. And the order rounds out with Connor Scott, Casey Martin, and Lamar Sparks. It's a warm night for baseball in Pearl. 96 degrees at first pitch. It is the warmest first pitch temperature of the season. For the second consecutive year, we head towards the All-Star break. The Shuckers have played their coldest game of the year in Pearl and their warmest game of the year in Pearl, Mississippi. Harper stares in. O'Reilly gets into the box from the left side. Harper's ready to go, and he delivers the first pitch. O'Reilly fouls it back, and we're off and running. First pitch time tonight, 6:09 p.m. Central Time. 4 minutes delayed from the original start time that was scheduled for 6:05 p.m. Harper fires. O'Reilly shoots it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count quickly at no balls and two strikes. O'Reilly this year hitting 188, four runs driven in, and an even 300 OBP. Tallied a hit yesterday. It was the go-ahead hit. RBI single in the eighth inning to put Biloxi ahead by a 4-3 score. The 0-2 pitch. O'Reilly swings and misses. A long swing on an 86-mile-an-hour slider. One up, one down, and it brings up the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Brown Jr. bats from the right side against the righty Harper. Shuckers and M-Braves are scoreless. One out, top of the first. Harper fires. It's a called strike one in the outside corner. A sinker at 91. Brown Jr. hitting 183 this season. The pitch. He swings and tags it towards center. Milligan, the center fielder, stands under it. And he makes the catch. It is a deep center field here at Trustmark Park. 402 to center. 400 feet to the powerhouse. 335 down the left field line and 332 down the right field line. Two out, nobody on for the righty, Brock Wolkin. Starting defensive alignment tonight for the M-Braves. Brandon Parker is in left. Cody Milligan's in center. And Justin Dean is in right. The righty Harper delivers. Wolkin takes a strike on the inside corner. Count runs to no balls and one strike. On the infield, Kane Bunnell's at third, Cal Connolly at short, Gilbert Sanchez at second, and Bryson Horn is at first. The pitch. Wolkin pops it up. On the infield, third base side, Connolly the shortstop, in takes command and makes the catch. Hauls it in right behind the mound, and it finishes off a 1-2-3 first inning from Harper. We head to the bottom of the first, and the righty Jacob Mizorowski back to work when we return. His 16th start of the year on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve-level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bottom of the first inning, and the Shuckers righty Jacob Mizorowski is off and running to make his 16th start of the season. 2-3 with a 3.58 earned run average. Today is his 16th start. First 15, 16 a third innings, 37 walks, 78 strikeouts. Buddy Milligan leads off for an M-Braves line that is built by Renova Roofing. Cal Connolly bats second. Gilbert Sanchez bats third. And Keyshawn Ogins rounds out the top four in the order. It's all righty, who stands in at 6'7", 200 pounds, works out of the stretch and delivers. First pitch is a called strike one, a fastball at 98. Mizorowski unlocked a lot of velo in the month of June. Five starts, hit 100 multiple times over his final two starts of the year. 1-0 pitch. Misses off the inside corner at 97, and the count goes to 2-0. Milligan batting 241 this season, four homers, 18 driven in, and a 298 OBP. The 2-0 pitch, tipped foul at the plate, fastball at 96, and the count goes to 2-1. Mizorowski, a four-pitch guy, a fastball that can top out at 101, curveball, slider, and a cutter. And that cutter, one of the newer pitches to his arsenal, sits at around 91-92. The 2-1 pitch. Milligan checks his swing. He goes around. And that was strike three. Fastball at 98. The scoreboard had two balls and one strike. The count of was a 1-2. Mizorowski picks up his 79th strikeout of the season to lead all pitchers on the Shuckers roster. And the switch hitter, Cal Connolly, digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Mizorowski delivers. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. That one at 99 for Mizorowski. Connolly, who bats at the very back of the left-handed box, hitting 241 this year with a 311 OBP. The 1-0 pitch. Connolly takes up, and the count runs to 2-0. Mizorowski last time out was making his second start of the week against Pensacola. First pitch got delayed by over 2 hours, and then he only went 2 1/3 innings. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss, fastball at 99, and the count goes to 2-1. Last time out gave up 3 home runs in 2 1/3 innings, but the big number, and it's been a big number for him throughout the past few starts, he only walked one batter. The 2-1 pitch. Curveball called a strike at the knees, and the count evens 2-2. In fact, in the entire month of June, 5 starts, just 6 walks compared to the last 2 months, 18 walks and 5 starts in May, 13 and 5 in April. The 2-2 pitch, tipped foul back to the screen, fastball at 98, and the count stays at 2-2. Pitching coach Will Shearholz talked about it. He's been a lot more in control throughout this month. Even Jacob himself has talked about how he just feels a lot more dialed in on the mound. The 2-2 pitch. Rolled to second. Martin grabs it on two, hops, fires to first. And it retires Connolly for the out. Martin's at second today. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. Eric Brown Jr. is at short. Xavier Warren is at third. Outfield from left to right. Lamar Sparks, Dylan O'Reilly, and Connor Scott in his Brewers organizational debut. And Nick Cale is behind the plate. Right-handed hitting, Yolbert Sanchez digs in. Two out, nobody on in the bottom of the first. Mizorowski delivers. It's a called strike right on the inside corner at 98. Mizorowski, 22-year-old native of Blue Springs, Missouri. Not too far outside of the St. Louis and Kansas City area. The 0-1 pitch. Sanchez takes low, and the count evens 1-1. Blue Springs, just outside of Kansas City. The 1-1 pitch. Slider, hit back up the middle, one hop. Oh, Martin dives, it floods off his mitt, and it's in the center. That one almost took Mizorowski's head off. Instead, it's a single for Sanchez. He tallies a hit in his 7th consecutive game, and it brings up the righty Keyshawn Ogins. Ogins is batting 242 this season, 17 driven in, and a 291 OBP. One on, two away in a scoreless game. Mizorowski fires. Ogins takes strike one. Fastball in the outside corner at 98. Ogins this year hitting 242, 17 driven in, and a 291 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 97, top of the zone. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Sanchez takes his lead off first. Martinez Jr. holds him on. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Chases a high fastball at 98. Mizorowski comes out blazing in the first inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. He tallies two punchouts. We're scoreless through an inning of play. Back to Trustmark Park in a moment on the Biloxi Shackers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We into the top of the second inning. Jay McBlake back alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers and Braves are scoreless through an inning of play. Already Landon Harper back to work. And he faces the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Harper delivers. Martinez Jr. takes off the outside corner for ball one. Trey Jester is the home plate umpire tonight. Denver Dangerfield, the crew chief, is at first, and Elliot Melton is at third. The 1-0 pitch. Martinez Jr. spoils it foul. Back and out of play. The count evens 1-1. He's hitting 240 this season. 7 homers, 32 driven in, and a 318 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and lifts it foul. Third base side and out of play. Into the seats, and the count goes to 1-2. And Braves put the shift on against Martinez Jr. Bunnell, the third baseman, right about where short would normally play. Conley, the shortstop, just about behind second. Harper deals. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 91. And Harper picks up his second strikeout of the night. And it retires Martinez Jr. for the first out. Xavier Warren digs in. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren, a switch hitter that bats from the left side against the righty Harper, hitting 207 this year, with a team high 33 driven in. The pitch, he swings and tips it foul back to the screen, off of Jester, and the count evens 1-1. Ronnie Harper stares in. Infield still shifts over towards first. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. A slider at 86. And the count goes to 1-2. Warren digs back in. Plants the black Mizuno cleat on his left leg at the very back of the box. Harper fires. Warren swings and pops it up. Out into short right center. Sanchez, the second baseman, takes one step off the back of the infield dirt, and he makes the catch. Now two away, and the right-handed hitting Nick Cale steps up. Cale 1-for-12 this year with Biloxi. Three walks and three strikeouts. Two out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the top of the second inning. Harper delivers. Cale pops it foul back to the screen. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Harper stares in. Out of the windup with the Redman. Picks up his leg and delivers. Misses up and in, and the count evens one ball and one strike. Harper, born and raised in Meridian, Mississippi. The 1-1 pitch. Cale swings and misses. Slider that bites the top of the zone at 87. And the count goes to 1-2. Cale digs back in. The 1-2 pitch. Pops foul, first base side and out of play. And the count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Harper rocks, kicks, and fires. Slider misses low and away. Check with the first base umpire, Dangerfield. Cale is not going, about a quarter of a swing. And the count's even, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Cale drives it out to left center. Milligan and Parker converge. Parker over, and it's down for a base hit. Cale rounds first. Parker fires it in towards second. And now we're runner on with two away. For the organizational debut of the left-handed hitting, Connor Scott. Scott was signed by the Brewers just a couple of days ago. Back on Tuesday. Officially joined the Shuckers active roster today. He faces off against Landon Harper for his first plate appearance in the Orc. Harper delivers. Scott swings and misses. A big cut on an 87-mile-an-hour slider for strike one. Scott, 160 hitter this year with a 207 OBP across 25 games with the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates in the Altoona Curve of the Eastern League. Cale dances off first. The pitch hammered out to deep right center. Dean back on towards the bullpen. He's at the warning track, and he makes the catch. Connor Scott hammered that one. 397 feet, but it's 400 of the power alleys here at Trustmark Park, and it's a deep flyout in his first plate appearance. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and we are scoreless on Lexi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Justin Dean steps in for the embrace as we move to the bottom of the second inning. Dean, a right-handed bat, faces off against the righty Jacob Mizorowski. It is a scoreless game. Final game of the three-game set between the Shuckers and the Braves. Pitch from Mizorowski. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Dean takes up and away, and the count goes to 2 balls and 0 strikes. Dean this year, a 240 hitter, team high 330 OBP. Mizorowski delivers. Dean takes up and away, and the count goes to 3 balls and 0 strikes. Mizorowski comes set, first base side of the rubber. Now delivers. Dean takes up and in, and it's ball four. Dean, who has a team-high 32 stolen bases this season, reaches as the leadoff man in the second, and it brings up the lefty, Bryson Horton.
Our first baseman, number 11, Bryson Horton.
Horn digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. 254 hitter this season. Mizorowski fires. It's a called strike one in the outside corner. A slider at 92. Dean takes his lead off first. Again, 32 of 37 in stolen bases this season. Mizorowski waits. Check back to first. Dean just back in time. Mizorowski, the kind of guy who will sit with this pitch clock at 14 seconds now. Sometimes he'll even sit until it gets down to 2 or 1 and then comes home. Makes everybody wait for just a moment. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball off the outside corner at 98. And the count goes to 0 balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. We're in a scoreless game in the bottom of the second. Dean dances. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Dials up 1-98. Picks up his 3rd strikeout of the day. 1 out, 1 on, and the righty Sebastian Rivero steps in. Rivero, starting catcher tonight for the Braves, hitting 196 this season. 1 on, 1 out. Bottom of the second in a scoreless game. Check back to first. Dean scrambles back. Just ahead of the tag for Martinez Jr. Mizorowski comes set at the belt. Dean dances off first. Now takes a hop. Takes another. The pitch. Misses up. The count goes to 1-0. That was a fastball at 98 for Mizorowski. Rivero signed with the Brewers organization. Check that. Braves organization this past offseason as a free agent. The 1-0 pitch. Rivero takes a strike top of the zone, and the count evens 1-1. Rivero split last season between AA Birmingham and AAA Charlotte in the White Sox organization. The 1-1 pitch. Check swing, fastball up and in. They say it does not go. Fastball top of the zone at 95. Shacker's dugout thought he went around. He counted two balls and one strike. Mizorowski fires. Misses low and away. And the count goes to three balls and one strike. Three balls, one strike, one away. Dean's off first. Now the pitch. Dean's off to second. Pitch is a called strike two. Throw to second. The tag. Not in time. A 97-mile-an-hour fastball that just clips the outside corner at the top of the zone. Dean picks up his 33rd stolen base of the year. And now a full count. Dean takes his lead off second. Mizorowski fires. Rivero rolls it weakly to short. Brown Jr. charges, gloves, fires to first in time. Moves Dean to third. And now two away for the lefty, Kate Bunnell. Bunnell's hitting 157 this season. Three runs driven in and a 338 OBP. Two out and a runner on third. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second. Dean takes a big lead off of third. Mizorowski fires. Misses up and away for ball one. Bunnell hitting 157 this year with a 338 OBP. He gets the 1-0 pitch. Curveball misses low at 83. The count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch just misses off the inside corner. Fastball at 98. And the count goes to three balls and no strikes. Dean's off of third. Mizorowski walked Dean, start off the inning on four pitches. Now the 3-0 pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner, a fastball at 96. That fastball sat about 96, 97, 98 tonight. Yet to hit 100 has Mizorowski on that fastball. The 3-1 pitch, check swing, doesn't matter, called strike two at 97, right at the inner third. And the count goes full. Mizorowski sets. Now the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets him to chase up and out of the zone. 99 on the fastball. And he records his fourth strikeout of the day. Strands the go-ahead run at third. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the third. And we are scoreless on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care, Edgewater Village, Biloxi.
Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We end to the top of the third inning. Shackers and M Braves are scoreless at Trustmark Park in Pearl. Jacob Blake back alongside you. 96 degrees when we started this thing. It's cooled down to 87 as the righty Casey Martin faces the righty Landon Harper. First pitch is a called strike one. It's a sinker at 89 from Harper, and we're off and running here in the top of the third. Javik Blake alongside you tonight. Thanks so much for joining us in the series finale between these two teams. The 0-1 pitch. Martin takes a slider off the outside corner at 84. The count evens, one ball and one strike. He's hitting 165 this season, but he's had a terrific week. 6-for-14, two extra base hits. The 1-1 pitch. Check swing. Goes around. And the count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch. Rolled first base side right to Horn. First baseman gobbles it up, and Horn touches the first base bag. Retires Martin for the out.
Next up, outfielder number nine, Lamar Sparks.
Lamar Sparks digs in. Number nine hitter in the Shackers order. One out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the top of the third inning. The righty Harper delivers. It's a slider and a called strike one in the inside corner. Sparks has had himself just a terrific week. 12-for-22 with the plate. Two doubles, a triple, and a homer. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks takes low and away. And the count evens 1-1. He enters today with a batting average that about a week ago was in the 220s. It is now at 258 with a 315 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and fouls it straight back. Slider 87. The count at 1-2. Ready Harper out of the windup. Delivers. Slider called strike three. Two away, and it brings up the lefty Dylan O'Ray. Back to the top of the order. Two out, nobody on. First time through the order, Shuckers just one hit off of Harper and three strikeouts. O'Ray digs in. He's 0-for-1 today. Harper delivers. It's a fastball and a called strike one. That one at 91. The 0-1 pitch. O'Ray swings and misses. A long swing on an 84-mile-an-hour slider. And the count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch misses low. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two away. Righty Harper out of the windup. Kicks and delivers. O'Ray takes a slider down the middle for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts on that slider for Harper. And he's retired four in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 2.5. We are scoreless. Lexi Shuckers, Radio Network.
Hey, this is Making with the Biloxi Shuckers.
Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465. Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hitting Brandon Parker digs in against the righty Jacob Mizorowski. Mizorowski into his third inning. We're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Embrace. Mizorowski fires. It's fouled back and the count goes 0-1. Mizorowski delivers. Fastball called strike two at 97 miles an hour. Mizorowski already four strikeouts today, all four of them on the fastball. The righty delivers. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Parker this year hitting 215, 6 homers, 16 driven in, and a 277 OBP. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, dials up a fastball to 98, records his fifth strikeout of the day. And it's back to the top of the order.
Back to the top of the order, Cody Milligan.
Five strikeouts already for Mizorowski in his first seven outs recorded today. And it's back to the top of the order and the lefty, Cody Milligan. Milligan's 0-for-1, struck out on a fastball back in the first inning. We're scoreless in the bottom of the third. The pitch, dots a curveball at the knees for strike one. By the way, folks, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Mizorowski delivers. Milligan checks his swing. It's a curveball and a called strike two. Again, the number 601-514-0776. Milligan twirls the bat once. Mizorowski comes set. Kale sets up inside. Now the pitch. Check swing. Third base umpire says he does not go. And the count at 1-2. That one, the fastest pitch today for Miz at 99. One ball, two strikes, one away. Mizorowski delivers. Milligan takes off the inside corner. He backs up and out of the way. A fastball at 98. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Chopped to second. Martin charges gloves. Fires first hit in time. And now two away for the switch hitter, Cal Connolly.
Next up for the Rays, Cal Connolly.
Conley digs in from the left side against the righty Mizorowski. Two out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the third. Mizorowski delivers. Conley fouls it back. Just late on 99, and the count goes 0-1. That's been one of the big sticking points for Mizorowski throughout the year. As now time is called. There's a loose ball on the warning track. Lamar Sparks in left, charges over, flips it to some kids, and then jogs on back. But the big thing for Mizorowski is despite the high walk numbers and starts earlier this year, he was not allowing hits. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. One of the big things with Mizorowski was, yes, he's walking people, but if he gets that command under control, nobody can hit him. And that's been really the name of the game throughout this season for him. 1-1 pitch, curveball, misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. His best nights are when he's able to control that fastball. And when he does, a lot of double-A teams just simply can't catch up to it. 2-1 the count on Conley. Mizorowski delivers. Conley drives it towards center. O'Ray charges in on it, under it, and he makes the catch. Make it three shutout innings for Mizorowski. And we go to the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Done for the Embraves. And we are scoreless off to the fourth inning on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Into the top of the fourth inning, and we're still looking for a run in this one between the Shuckers and the Embraves. Righty Landon Harper back to work for Mississippi. He's gone three scoreless innings with four strikeouts. And he faces the right-handed hitting, Eric Brown Jr. It's only fitting, last game between these two teams at Trustmark Park before the Embraves move to Columbus, Georgia next season. A ballpark that is the hardest to hit in all of minor league baseball, and we are scoreless through three. First pitch of the fourth misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have broken the norm. They've scored 20 runs in their last two games at this ballpark. The 1-0 pitch lifted towards right center. Milligan over, and it drops down for a base hit. It rolls to him into the alleyway, fires back in towards the infield. Eric Brown Jr. records a hit in his fourth consecutive game. And it brings up Brock Wilkin. But 20 runs in the last two games for Biloxi, completely out of the ordinary. In fact, first 12 games at this ballpark, they only managed to score 26 runs. A lot of low-scoring affairs, 3-2, 2-1, 1-0. Righty Wilkin faces the righty Harper, one on here in the fourth. Harper delivers. Wilkin chops it towards third. Bunnell corrals it, fires to second for one. The return to first in time, and it's a double play. It was a close play at second. The ball just beats Brown Jr. to the bag. And the Braves go around the horn for the first two outs of this fourth inning. Left-handed hitting Ernesto Martinez Jr. steps in. Two out, nobody on in the fourth. The pitch. He takes strike one. It's a sinker at 89. Martinez Jr. 0 for 1, struck out swinging in the second. The pitch. He swings and pops it up. Out to short left. Parker, the left fielder, jogs in. And he makes the catch. Landon Harper's been quick and efficient in this start. He's thrown just 40 pitches for four shutout innings. And we're through three and a half. No runs, one hit, no errors. And nobody left on base. Jacob Mizorowski back to work when we return in a scoreless game on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Gilbert Sanchez leads it off for the Braves in the bottom of the fourth inning. We're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Braves at Trustmark Park. First pitch, popped foul, first base side and out of play, off the roof. Back down into the seating pole. The count at no balls and one strike. Righty Jacob Mizorowski is into his fourth inning, and he's been dominant. Four shutout innings. He struck out five, walked one, and allowed just one hit. The 0-1 pitch, Sanchez takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1. He just heard it over the press box PA system. Trey Riley is warming up in the bullpen for the Braves. Right-handed arm. The 1-1 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Sanchez is the only batter that's tallied a hit today against Mizorowski. Singled up the middle back in the first inning and almost took off Mizorowski's head. The 2-1 pitch. Sanchez chops it towards short. Two hops to Brown Jr. He grabs on the back of the infield. Calmly slings it to first. And it's in time for the first down. One away, and it brings up the right-handed hitting Keyshawn Ogins. Gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visit OWA.com. One game final, game one of a doubleheader. Montgomery defeats Pensacola 4-0. In game two, bottom of the second, it is 3-0 Pensacola. The pitch to Ogins. Misses off the inside corner. The count goes to 1-0. Elsewhere, bottom three, Tennessee is up 1-0 on Chattanooga. And Rocket City leads Birmingham 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, Ogins touches it out to right center. O'Reilly races back on it towards the alleyway, looks up and takes one hop over the wall. And it is a ground rule double for Ogins. That wall is over 400 feet away. One hops off the warning track. And Ogins extends his on-base streak to 13 in a row. And now the go-ahead run is at second with one away for Justin Dean. By the way, Birmingham and Racket City, that game is in the bottom of the second. Ogins off second. Mizrowski delivers. Dean takes a slider off the inside corner for ball one. Dean drew a walk back in the second, then stole second for his team beating 33rd of the season. The 1-0 pitch. Dean pops it foul, third base side, and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is a called strike two. Fastball top of the zone at 96. And the count goes to 1-2. Ogins takes a walking leadoff second. Dean at the very back of the right-handed box. Mizrowski fires. Swing and a miss. Gets him to bite on a curveball off the outside corner. It's his sixth strikeout of the day. And now two away for the lefty, Bryson Horn.
Next up, Bryson Horn.
84 strikeouts now in 2024 for Mizrowski. Including six today, that's more than anybody else on the Shuckers roster. The lefty Horn is up with two away. The pitch, shot foul, third base side above the dugout. The count goes to no balls and one strike. It's a scoreless game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Final game of a three-game set between these two teams. Final game the Shuckers will ever play at this ballpark. The 0-1 pitch. Horn swings and misses. The count goes to 0-2. Fastball off the outside corner at 97. M Braves next year will be moving to Columbus, Georgia. Become the Braves' AA affiliate. They will continue to be the AA affiliate, but instead of being in Pearl, Mississippi, they'll be in Columbus, Georgia. 0-2 pitch. Curveball smacked foul back to the screen. The count stays at 0-2. Columbus, Georgia, home to a couple of former minor league teams, most recently the Columbus Catfish of the South Atlantic League. At the time included a Milwaukee Brewers affiliate in the West Virginia Power. The 0-2 pitch. Horn swings and misses. Make it seven. Punch outs for Mizrowski. Dials up a fastball to 96 and blows it by Horn. No runs. One hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the fifth. We are scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
M-Braves go to the bullpen. Landon Harper done after he ties his M-Braves season high with four innings of shutout baseball. Warren in from the left side against the new arm and the ready Trey Riley. Riley fires. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake alongside you from Trustmark Park. It is a scoreless game as we head to the fifth inning. Just four combined hits. The 1-0 pitch. Warren takes a slider on the outside corner for a called strike one. Riley, a right-handed arm, rocks the high black socks with the white Nike cleats. Makes his 25th appearance of the year with a 5.06 ERA. 1-1 pitch. Foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. 26 and two-thirds innings, 15 walks, 31 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 290 against him. Riley stares in. Now delivers. Warren chops it over Riley's head. Conley ranges to his left from short, grabs it towards first, and fires to first. Retires Warren in time. He ranged a long way over for that. And now one away for the righty, Nick Cale. Nick Cale digs in at the back of the right-handed box against Riley. The righty fires. Cale swings and misses. Fastball at 93. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Harper, a terrific job on the mound for the M-Braves on a day where he did not know he was going to start until about noon. The 0-1 pitch. Cale pops it foul off the top of the netting and the wire that holds it up. Then it deflects out of the ballpark. Counter no balls and two strikes. Drew Parrish was originally scheduled to start today. He was scratched right around lunchtime. And then Harper, four shutout innings, 40 pitches, 31 of them strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Cale fouls it back to the screen, and the count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Riley delivers. Cale tips it in and out of Rivero's mitt behind the plate. The count stays at 0-2. On the top of the fifth inning. Riley comes set. Now fires. Cale takes up. Fastball at 95, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Cale pokes it out to short right. Horn out, reaches up. It's out of his reach, and it drops down into short right for a single. Cale's 2-for-2 today. And a bloop single. That's how he gets his first multi-hit performance back with Biloxi. Connor Scott steps in.
Next up, Connor Scott.
Scott today 0-for-1 with a 397-foot fly out to right center. Back in the second inning. Cale off first for scoreless in the top of the fifth inning. Riley delivers. Scott pokes it down the right field line, foul, and the count goes to 0-1. One of the big things we've seen, first couple of swings from Scott, is that is a thunderous cut. And when he makes contact, the ball almost explodes off his bat. Former first-round pick of the Miami Marlins in 2018, out of Plant High School in Florida. Was traded to the Pittsburgh Pirates and then released earlier this month. The 0-1 pitch misses low. It's a changeup at 86. The count evens 1-1. signed with the Brewers on Tuesday, added to the active roster today. And is a real simple approach at the plate. Bit of a toe tap with the front leg. The pitch. He takes strike two on the outside corner. Fastball at 93. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, one away. Scott digs back in. Stands in that left-handed box at 6'3", 208 pounds. The pitch. Slider misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Riley sets. Now fires. Scott swings and misses. Back foot curveball at 89. And now two away for Casey Mark. Martin's 0 for 1 today. One on, two away. A scoreless game, top of the fifth inning. Riley fires. Martin takes strike one on the outside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Martin swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 85. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Kale takes a short lead off first. Riley shakes off one side from Rivero. Now another. Gets the one he likes and comes set. He fires. Poked to second. Sanchez gets it on a hop in short right. Fires to first. In time. Throw beat him by maybe a quarter of a step. And that ends the frame. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're halfway through in Pearl. We're scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and the righty Jacob Mizorowski's back to work. He's thrown 62 pitches, 39 of them strikes, one walk, seven strikeouts, and four shutout innings so far today. Faces the righty Sebastian Rivero. We're into the bottom of the fifth inning in a scoreless game. Mizorowski deals. Rivero fouls it straight back, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Nizarowski, first base side of the rubber, fires. Slider hooks out of the zone, and the count evens 1-1. Rivero's 0-for-1 today. Bounced out to short back in the second inning. The 1-1 pitch. Slider rolled again to short. Brown Jr. gobbles it up, takes a step, fires to first. It's in time. Guerrero bounces out short for the second time today. And with one away, it brings up the lefty, Cade Bunnell.
Next up, Cade Bunnell.
Bunnell's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout on a fastball back in the second. One out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the fifth inning. The big thing tonight, yes, the strikeouts are huge against a team that does not strike out a lot in the M-Braves. The pitch. Bunnell pops it straight up a mile high but foul behind home plate. And out of play. Counter, no balls and one strike. But the big thing for Mizorowski tonight is that command, something that he's continued to work on throughout this season. He's walked just one batter, and he's kept that fastball in the zone. The pitch. Destroyed foul, third base side, and way out of the ballpark. Counter, no balls and two strikes. That's been one of the big things for Mizorowski. One of the big jokes is once that command is good and ready to go, it's not too long before he's gone from Biloxi. The 0-2 pitch, curveball tipped, and a Kale's glove for strike three, and that is 8 strikeouts tonight for Jacob Mizorowski. He's tied his season high. Mizorowski has been dominant, returning to the scene of the crime where he tied the franchise record with 12 punch-outs a year ago. He's got 8 now and faces the righty Brandon Parker. The pitch, swing and a miss and a curveball. Parker had no idea what to do with it, and they counted no balls and one strike. Parker's 0-for-1 today, struck out on a fastball back in the third inning. We are scoreless in the bottom of the fifth. Mizorowski fires. Called strike two on the outside corner at 98. 8 strikeouts tonight for Mizorowski. Parker steps out for a moment. Now digs in. The 0-2 pitch. Called strike three, and he has a brand new season high. 9 strikeouts for Jacob Mizorowski, and the final pitch of 5 scoreless innings is at 98 miles an hour. Have yourself a day, Jacob Mizorowski. We're through 5, and we're still looking for a run. Mizorowski's been dominant. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We move to the 6th. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
On a night where Jacob Mizorowski has dominated. We move to the sixth. We're scoreless. First pitch to Lamar Sparks is a big curveball, and he swings over the top of it for strike one. Javik Blake back alongside you. Shockers and Braves are scoreless off just five combined hits tonight. The righty Trey Riley delivers to the righty Lamar Sparks. Swing and a miss. Another curveball. He buries it at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Slider misses up, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Sparks 0-for-1 today. Struck out looking on a slider back in the third. Riley delivers. Fouled back off a slider, and the count stays at 1-2. The pitch misses way outside. It bounces away from the left-handed batter's box and two hops the screen. Count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Riley kicks and deals. Sparks rolls it to short. Conley to his left snags it. Settles, fires to first, in time, and Sparks is retired by a half step. One away, and it brings up the lefty Dylan O'Ray.
Back to the top of the order, Dylan O'Ray.
The left-handed hitting Dylan O'Ray steps in. 0-for-2 today with two strikeouts. One out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the top of the sixth inning. Riley delivers. O'Ray rolls it. Weakly to short. Conley grabs it on the run. Fires to first. Just in time. And O'Ray is retired for the second out.
Next up is Eric Brown Jr.
Brings up the righty Eric Brown Jr. in a scoreless game, top of the sixth inning. Riley fires. Pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Brown Jr. 1-for-2 today, singled up the middle back in the fourth inning. Now the 1-0 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Brown Jr. stands with his feet together at the very back of the right-handed box. Gets the 2-0 pitch. He swings and fouls it off back to the screen. The count goes to 2-1. The pitch, driven out to right center. Milligan races over into the alleyway, and he makes the catch. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. But through 5.5, we are scoreless, and Jacob Mizorowski back to work with 9 strikeouts under the belt. We're back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Bring the the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Jacob Mizrowski has a chance to make history as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. 9 strikeouts today for the Shuckers righty. And he faces the lefty Cody Milligan. First pitch. Milligan takes off the inside corner at 94. And the count goes to 1-0. Mizrowski right now, 9 strikeouts. 3 away from the franchise record that he tied last year at this very ballpark. The pitch. Pops foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Milligan tonight 0-2. Struck out in the first. Grounded out to second in the third. Mizrowski, 2 strikeouts in the first. 2 in the second. 1 in the third. 2 in the fourth. And 2 more in the fifth. 1-1 pitch. Is a called strike. 2 fastball with a little bit of arm side run at 95. And the count goes to 1-2. Those 12 strikeouts for Mizrowski last year, his last 10 strikeout game. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball chopped right side of the infield. Martinez Jr. gets it, spins, fires to Mizrowski, who does a terrific job covering first, and he taps the bag for the out. One away, and it brings up the switch hitter count. Conley digs in the back of the left-handed box. Mizrowski fires. Conley takes a curveball at the knees for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Conley rolls it to first. Couple of hops to Martinez Jr. Grabs it. Takes it to the bag himself. And now two away for the righty, Albert Sanchez. Mizrowski's pitch count in good shape. That was just his 77th pitch of the night. He's topped out this season at 87. Righty Albert Sanchez steps in. This could potentially be Mizrowski's final batter of the night. And an opportunity to record a 10-strikeout game in Double-A for the second time in his career. The pitch. Sanchez swings and misses. Fastball at 97. And the count goes to 1-1. That's another encouraging sign for Mizrowski. That fastball still 96-97. And we're here into the sixth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Rolled foul in the Shuckers dugout. It rattles around off bench coach Fidel Pena, who wears it off the ribcage. And the count goes to 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Mizrowski, 10 punch outs on a Saturday night in Pearl. The final pitch, 96 miles an hour. Sanchez swings through it. And Mizrowski, his second career 10 strikeout game. Both of them have come in this very ballpark. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We enter the seventh, and we are scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
What a night at the yard for the Black Sea Shuckers. Jacob Mizorowski, 10 strikeouts on the day, and they're still looking for their first run. Shuckers have the righty Brock Wolkin at the plate. He gets the pitch from the new arm. It's a slider that misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. The new arm is Austin Smith, 25-year-old right-handed arm from Leander, Texas. He faces the righty Brock Wolkin, who is 0-2 today. Wolkin nubs it foul, and the count goes to 1-1. Trey Riley done for the day after two innings. He goes two innings, gives up one hit, no runs, no walks, one strikeout. The pitch is a called strike at the knees, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Randy Smith comes set. Now delivers. Slider misses low and away. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch. Wolkin swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 94. One away, and it brings up the left to Ernesto Martinez Jr. The righty Smith faces the left to Ernesto Martinez Jr. The pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner. We're still scoreless. Shuckers and M Braves. We're into the seventh. It has been a low-scoring affair between these two teams. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch, roped in right, down for a base hit, and it rolls to the right fielder, Dean. Martinez Jr. tallies a hit. He scorches that off the bat at 114 miles an hour. Hardest hit ball by a Shuckers player this season. And it puts a man on for the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Lefty Nate Peterson is warming up in the bullpen for Biloxi. Righty Smith fires, misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Smith delivers. Martinez Jr. off to second. Warren hammers it deep to right, but foul. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. The righty Smith comes set. Check back to first. Martinez Jr. ties back in. Horn did not even attempt to tag. One ball, two strikes, one away. The 1-2 pitch. Poked foul, third base side and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, curveball in the dirt. Warren strikes out for the second time tonight. Check that, first time tonight, it is the second strikeout of the inning for Austin Smith. And it brings up the righty Nick Kahle. Two out, one on, in a scoreless game. We're in the seventh. Smith deals. Kahle takes away. Fake throw back to first. Martinez Jr. gets back to the bag quick. The 1-0 pitch. Martinez Jr. off to second. Pitch called a strike. Throw to second. The tag. Got him. Martinez Jr. is caught stealing, and that ends the top of the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. It's time to stretch in Pearl for the final time in franchise history. And the Shuckers and Embraves are scoreless. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
First time in his professional career, Jacob Mizorowski is out to pitch the seventh inning. He has 10 strikeouts tonight. He's allowed two hits, just one walk, over six shutout innings. And he faces the righty Keyshawn Ogins. Mizorowski delivers. Slider takes a hop and flies to the screen, and the count goes to one out. Mizorowski, two strikeouts away from tying the franchise record that he tied last year in late August at this very ballpark with 12 strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch. Ogins takes up and away a fastball. Check that, a slider at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Ogins tonight, 1-for-2 with a double back in the fourth. The 2-0 pitch. Ogins takes away and the count runs to three balls and no strikes. The 3-0 pitch. Ogins takes away and it's ball four. Checkers staff radios down to the bullpen. Nate Peterson is warming up. And up comes the righty Justin Dean. We're scoreless in the bottom of the seventh. Mizorowski's into the seventh for the first time in his career. It's just the third time he's thrown it these six innings. The pitch to Dean misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. And Nick Cale charges out to the mound for a quick conversation with Mizorowski. And Checkers pitching coach Will Shearholz sprints out of the Checkers dugout. Want to know the count against the righty team. Everybody heads back to their positions. Cale back behind the plate. Shearholz back to the Shuckers dugout. As Jacob Mizorowski is trying to finish off what has been nothing short of a masterpiece. The 1-0 pitch. Runner off to second. It's popped foul to the top of the screen. The count evens 1-1. Mizorowski is trying to become the second pitcher this week to go seven innings for the Checkers. Prior to this week, nobody had done it in the first 73 games of this season. Bradley Blaylock did it earlier this week on Monday. The 1-1 pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. Mizorowski into the seventh inning for the first time in his career. Blaylock, seven innings and an 8-1 Checkers win. Check that on Tuesday against the M-Braves. 2-1, the count to the righty Dean. The pitch. Popped foul, first base side and out of play. He's still sitting 94-95. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Mizorowski comes set. Now fires. Curveball. Chopped to short. Brown Jr. gets it on two hops. Flips to Martin at second for one. The throw to first is not in time. But Dean is retired. The team does bounce into the fielder's choice. Ogins is retired. And now one away for the lefty Bryson Horn. And out comes Checkers acting manager Fidel Pena. It is a career-high 6 1/3 innings for Mizorowski. 10 strikeouts. And that ends the day. Handshakes and high fives for everybody on the mound. Nothing short of a masterpiece for Mr. Mizorowski. 10 strikeouts, 2 walks, 2 hits allowed, 6 1/3 innings. His longest of his career. Nate Peterson enters. We're back in a moment on the Checkers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park in Pearl. Javik Blake back alongside you. And the lefty Nate Peterson faces the lefty Bryson Horn. One on, one away. Scoreless in the bottom of the seventh. Peterson checks over to first. And Dean scrambles back to the bag in time. Peterson enters after nothing short of a masterpiece from Jacob Mizorowski. Six and a third innings, that's a career high. 10 strikeouts, his second career game with at least 10 strikeouts. And he's kept this game scoreless into the seventh. Another check back to first, and Dean's back in time. Horn tonight is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Peterson delivers. Dean fakes a steal to second, gets about quarter of the way there, and turns around. Pitch misses low and they count at 1-1, no strikes. I don't know the count to Horn. Peterson delivers. Horn takes off the outside corner at 91. And the count goes to 2-0. Peterson makes his 16th appearance of the season. He has a 4.42 ERA in 55 innings, 25 walks, and 56 strikeouts. The 2-0 pitch. Horn takes away, and the count runs to 3-0. Pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner, a fastball at 91. Three balls, one strike, one away. We're scoreless in the bottom of the seventh. Peterson delivers. Roped foul back to the screen, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch, runner off to second. It's poked foul, third base side and out of play. And the count stays full. Everybody clap your hands. Full count with one away. Peterson sets. Now the pitch. Dean off to second. Pitch misses up, and it's ball four.
live stream brought to you by Veteran Health.
Peterson last time out was July 3rd. Got the loss for Biloxi. Gave up three walks on two hits. Three runs in just a third of an inning. 27 pitches, just under a third of those were strikes. Pitch to the righty Rivero is a called strike one, top of the zone. Horns at first, Deans at second. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning in a scoreless game between the Shackers and the Embraves. Peterson delivers. Rope towards center, drops in for a single. Rolls to O'Ray. Dean rounds third. O'Ray throws home. On one hop, it's not in time. Dean scores. It is a run that is charged to Mizorowski. And it's a 1-0 Embraves lead. For Rivero, it is his seventh RBI of the season. And the Embraves have taken a 1-0 lead. The inherited runner scores. Cade Bunnell digs in, left-handed bat against the lefty Peterson. Two on, one away. The pitch. Club towards deep center. O'Reilly in on it, makes the catch. Horn bluffs the tag to third. The throw is into third on a hop. And now two away for the righty, Brandon Parker.
Next up to the Braves, Brandon Parker.
Pitch to the righty, Parker. Swing and a miss and a fastball up and in. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. The pitch tipped into Kalesman. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Shackers trail it 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Peterson fires. Lifted out to left. Sparks races back on it. At the warning track, sticks up his mitt, hauls it in, crashes into the wall for the final out of the inning. In the frame, one run, one hit, no errors, two runners left on base. And we head to the eighth. Embraves lead it 1-0 on the Shackers Radio.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball. For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into BJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. BJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? BJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit BJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
We're into the eighth. And the Shackers trail the M-Braves 1-0 in the series finale, in the final game between these two teams at Trustmark Park in franchise history. Nick Hill leads it off against the righty Austin Smith. Smith retired the Shackers in order thanks to a caught stealing at the end of the frame. He delivers home. Misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. One run, three hits, no errors for the M-Braves. No runs, four hits, and no errors for Biloxi. The only run came in the bottom of the seventh. Smith delivers. It's a called strike on the outside corner at 94. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch just misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Meanwhile, out in that bullpen, Patrick Halligan is starting to get warm for the M-Braves. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-1. Connor Scott's on deck, who's had a couple of big-time cuts at pitches today. He's looked real good, despite not tallying a hit in his first two plate appearances in the Brewers organization. The pitch, slider misses off the outside corner, and it's 4-1. Cale reaches base for the third time tonight, and it brings up the lefty Scott. The pitch to Scott. He swings and drives it out to deep right center. Dean is back on it at the warning track. Looks up and it's gone. Connor Scott's first home run in the Brewers organization is a 413-foot homer. It's 2-1. He rounds third and comes home. A massive shot off the bat at 105 miles an hour, and it's 2-1 Biloxi. It brings up the righty, Casey Martin. Goodness, Scott destroyed that thing. Smith delivers. Martin takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Shackers now have a 2-1 lead on just their second home run in this ballpark in 2024. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. And that brings out catcher Sebastian Rivero to have a chat with Smith. Smith delivers, and it's called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. The pitch, swing and a miss, slider back on the inside corner. And the count evens 2-2. Nobody on, nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Smith delivers. Martin swings and misses. Chases a slider off the outside corner. He's retired for the first out. Manager Angel Flores is out to the mound. That is going to end the day for Casey, for Austin Smith on the hill. He surrenders the lead. Patrick Halligan sets to enter from the M-Rays bullpen. One out, nobody on, top of the eighth. 2-1 Sheckers. Alexi Sheckers, Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Sheckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Sheckers box office or online at BiloxiSheckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Sheckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Sheckers box office or online at BiloxiSheckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Sheckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Sheckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Sheckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Connor Scott right now is playing hero for Biloxi in his first game in the organization. A 413-foot homer has put Biloxi ahead 2-1. Austin Smith out of the ballgame, and in comes the righty Patrick Halligan to face the righty Lamar Sparks. The pitch, chop, third base side, and foul, and the count goes 0-1. Halligan, a right-handed arm. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a curveball at 80 miles an hour, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Halligan appeared yesterday through all of four pitches and recorded two outs. He makes his 18th appearance of the season, 2.28 ERA in 24 innings. The 0-2 pitch misses low, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Sparks tonight 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to short. The pitch, swing and a miss and a curveball. And Sparks is retired for the second out. Two out, nobody on, and it's back to the top of the order in Dylan O'Reilly. Final line for Smith. He goes an inning and a third, two runs, two hits, one walk, three strikeouts, and he throws 26 pitches right now on the hook for the loss. The pitch, O'Reilly takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch is lifted out to left, Parker in on it, and it drops in for a single. O'Reilly extends his hit streak to 3 in a row. And it brings up the right-handed hitting Eric Brown Jr. Sheckers have a 2-1 lead. The pitch is a slider and a called strike one. Brown Jr. is 1-for-3 tonight, singled in the fourth inning. Two out, one on in the top of the eighth inning. Sheckers have a 2-1 lead on the M Braves. Halligan fires. It misses low. And the count evens 1-1. You're hearing the announcements as the scoreboard has stopped working for a moment. Halligan. Callaghan comes in. Now the 1-1 pitch. Popped foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Brown Jr. calls time and steps out for a moment. Array off first. Now the 1-2 pitch. Brown Jr. checks his swing and dribbles it out towards short. Connolly charges, bare hands it, slings it to first in time, and that ends the inning. But Biloxi takes the lead. Two runs, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. Connor Scott's introduction to the Biloxi Checkers. Go ahead, two-run homer in the eighth. And the Checkers lead it 2-1. We're back after this, the Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers, and on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Nate Peterson is out for his first full inning on the hill, and the Shuckers lead the Embraves by a 2-1 score. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning, and the lefty Cody Milligan faces the lefty Peterson. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, a fastball at 90 miles an hour, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Milligan 0-for-3 tonight. The pitch, swing and a miss. The bat goes flying, hits off the netting, and drops down in front of the Shuckers' dugout. They count it, no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Milligan gets a new bat as there is currently a gorgeous sunset. A lot of orange and purples beyond the right field wall here at Trustmark Park. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. Cale Blackson up, fires to first. And Milligan's retired for the out. Brings up the switch hitter, Cal Conley. But before then, Checkers acting manager Fidel Pena is out. Biloxi is set to go to the bullpen. Peterson done for the day, and in comes Will Childers. Checkers lead it 2-1, one out, bottom of the eighth.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petaluma, and downtown Gulfport.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning. One out, nobody on. And the new righty, Will Childers, enters the ballgame. Former Georgia Bulldog, deep in SEC country, faces off against the switch hitter, Cal Conley. Shuckers lead it 2-1. Those two runs thanks to a two-run shot from Connor Scott over the wall and right. The pitch, swing and a miss from Connolly, who's in for the left side. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Childers makes his 11th double-A appearance of the season. He has a 5.54 ERA in 13 innings, 5 walks and 16 strikeouts. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Connolly is 0-3 tonight. 2 ground outs and a fly out to center. The 1-1 pitch. Conley shoots it foul, third base side and out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Childers fires. Conley takes strike 3 on the inside corner. Childers dials it up to 94 on the fastball and retires Conley for the second out.
Next up, Gilbert.
2 out, nobody on, and the righty Gilbert Sanchez digs in. A 2-1 Biloxi in the eighth. The pitch is a called strike 1 right in the outside corner with a 94-mile-an-hour heater. The 0-1 pitch. Sanchez fouls it back to the screen, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball misses low. Kale blocks it up. The count at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses up, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch rolled right side of the infield. Martin, the second baseman, grabs it, flips to first in time, and Sanchez is retired to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and we go to the ninth. 2-1 Biloxi on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tongue, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. Custom Built Trailers MS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Under an orange sunset at Trustmark Park, we head to the ninth inning. Righty Patrick Halligan is done. The righty Anthony Vizcaya enters for the Braves. Checkers lead it 2-1 thanks to a two-run shot from Connor Scott. Biloxi's second home run in this ballpark in 2024. And it traveled 413 feet to right center. The righty Vizcaya, out for the second consecutive day, faces off against the righty Brock Woken. First pitch, Woken takes strike one. And the count runs to 0-1. Final line for Halligan tonight, goes two-thirds of an inning, throws just 10 pitches. One hit, one strikeout. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. No runs and no walks. Vizcaya makes his 18th appearance of the year. 4.91 ERA in 21 innings, 23 strikeouts and 4 walks. The pitch is a called strike outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Righty Woken digs back in against the righty Vizcaya. The 1-2 pitch. Pop travel back to the top of the screen. The count stays at one ball and two strikes. Woken today is 0-3. Struck out on a fastball back in the seventh inning. The 1-2 pitch. Slider misses off the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Craig Yoho is warming up in the Shuckers bullpen. Set to be a Pafford EMS save opportunity in the bottom of the ninth. The 2-2 pitch. Woken nubs it right side of the infield. Sanchez, the second baseman, charges gloves, fires to first. It's in time, and Woken is retired. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Pearl, Mississippi. Javik Blake back alongside you. Vizcaya delivers to Martinez Jr., and he clubs it out to right. Dean Beck on it, under it in the alleyway, and he makes the catch. Two down, and the switch hitter, Xavier Warren, digs in for Biloxi.
Next up, Xavier Warren.
Warren is 0-3 tonight. Struck out on a curveball back in the seventh. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead, top of the ninth. Two out, nobody on. The pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss and a curveball low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, check swing and a curveball low. Third base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizcaya delivers. Warren takes off the outside corner, and the count runs to 3-1. The pitch. He swings and pops it up. Third base side of the infield. Bunnell races into foul territory about halfway up the third base line, makes the catch, and finishes off a 1-2-3 top of the ninth from Anthony Vizcaya. We move to the bottom of the ninth. It's a Pafford EMS save opportunity. Craig Yoho set to enter for Biloxi. Back after this, the Shepherds Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve-level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and it is a 2-1 Biloxi Shuckers lead over the Mississippi Braves. Enters is Craig Yoho for a Pafford EMS save opportunity. Visit them today at PaffordEMS.com. The righty Yoho is out for his second save opportunity of his double-A career. He's 1-for-1. Earned it last week against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And he faces the righty Keyshawn Ogins, who's first up. Yoho, 13 and a third innings, a 2.03 ERA, and 27 strikeouts. First pitch is a slider and a called strike one. Ogins is 1-for-3 and 1-for-2 tonight. Yoho also enters for Childers, who goes just two-thirds of an inning with a strikeout. The pitch. Changeup tapped foul at the plate, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball smacked foul, first base side and into the seats. The count stays at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Sinker chopped foul back to the screen. The count stays at 0-2. Yoho comes set. Now the pitch. Changeup smacked foul back to the screen at 78. And the count stays at 0-2. We're on to a sixth pitch in this plate appearance. Righty Yoho out of the stretch comes set. Now the pitch. Ogins pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. And we will do it again. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Yoho fires. Ogins drives it down the right field line, and it tails foul into the seats, and he stays alive. We're on to an eighth pitch in this plate appearance. Yoho fires. Poked foul, first base side, and out of play. He went back to the well with the changeup at 76. And the count stays at 0-2. The pitch. Sinker misses away at 93, and that did not miss by much. Count at 1-2. Yoho thought he had strike three. The 1-2 pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. A marathon plate appearance. The pitch. Changeup misses away, and the count goes full. We are on to an 11th pitch in this battle. Yoho trying to win it and record the first out. Ogins trying to put the tying run on. Yoho delivers. Ogins chops it foul into the M-Braves dugout, and we're on to a 12th pitch. The 3-2 pitch, chop to third, Warren grabs it, fires to first, in time, and Ogins is retired. Yoho wins the marathon battle. And it brings up the righty, Justin Dean. All that just to record the first down. Terrific job by Ogins to battle, and battle some more.
Now by the end of the day, Justin Dean.
Up comes Justin Dean. The pitch from Yoho. Dean takes a slider low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. A slider at 77, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch misses away, a sinker at 92. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. The pitch, swing and a miss. Change up low at 79, and the count evens 2-2. Yoho fires. Dean takes a slider off the outside corner, and it is the second consecutive full count in this inning. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The payoff pitch. Called strike three. Sinker on the outside corner at 91. And the M-Braves are down to their final out. Lefty Bryson Horn stands in. It is a 2-1 Biloxi lead. Nobody on, two away in the bottom of the ninth inning. Yoho fires. Horn swings and misses and goes down to a knee on a slider. And the count goes 2-1. Yoho fires. Horn chops it towards first. Martinez Jr. gloves it, and it deflects off the heel and falls harmlessly in the infield. They have not made a ruling whether or not it is a hit or an error, but it brings up Sebastian Rivero. Horn is out of the game, and the pinch runner that enters is Geraldo Quintero. The right-handed hitting Sebastian Rivero stands in. And they rule it a base hit for Horn. The pitch from Yoho is a called strike one, a sinker at 91. So Horn's first hit of the night extends this game for the Embraves. Yoho waits, now checks back to first, a hard throw, but Quintero is back in time. Counter, no balls and one strike. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike two, and the Embraves are down to their final strike. Rivero steps out of the box and collects himself. Now stands in. No balls, two strikes, two away. Yoho comes set. Now the pitch. Numbed foul back towards the Shuckers dugout, and the count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Yoho sets. Now delivers. Popped up. Out towards short center. Martin, the second baseman, under it. Calls off everybody and break out the brooms. The Shuckers sweep the Embraves in Pearl and win this one by a 2-1 final. And their final game at Trustmark Park in franchise history. Jacob Mizorowski, a dominant night. 10 strikeouts, just 6 1/3 innings. Craig Yoho gets the save. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up. Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show as the Shuckers break out the brooms in their final trip to Trustmark Park. They sweep the M-Braves in a three-game set and outscore them by a 22-6 score. Today, they win by a 2-1 final. The winning moment of the game comes on a two-run home run from Connor Scott. His first hit in the Brewers organization travels 413 feet as the Shuckers not only have a big night from Connor Scott, but also a career-high 6 1/3 innings from Jacob Mizorowski and a career-best 10, or a career-high, season-high 10 strikeouts, the second most strikeouts he's had in a start this season. Shuckers at 38-41, 8-4 in the second half. The M-Braves 36-44, 5-7 in the second half of the year. Shuckers, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. The M-Braves, 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors. Nate Peterson, the win, improves to 2-6. Austin Smith, the loss, falls to 0-1. And Craig Yoho picks up his second save of the season. Only run of the day for the M-Braves came home in the 7th inning on an RBI single from Sebastian Rivero. Shuckers got both of theirs on one swing of the bat from Connor Scott, a 2-run shot to right. That gave Biloxi a 2-1 lead and ultimately a 2-1 win. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update right here on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Jamvik Blake alongside you as we wrap up a Shuckers win and a Biloxi Shuckers sweep against the Braves in their final trip to Trustmark Park in franchise history. They win today by a 2-1 final. Two runs, six hits, no errors for the Shuckers. One run, four hits, and no errors for the Braves. Nate Peterson gets the win and improves to 2-6. Aston Smith, the loss, falls to 0-1. While Craig Yoho picks up his second save of the season. Shuckers have won three in a row and have won all of a sudden five of their last six. They are at 38-41 on the season, 8-4 in the second half, while the Braves are at 36-44 on the year, 5-7 in the second half. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game still in action, bottom of the eighth inning. Rankin City leads Birmingham by a 4-1 score. Finals elsewhere, Chattanooga defeats Tennessee 4-3. And in a doubleheader, Pensacola and Montgomery split. 4-0 Montgomery in game one. Pensacola wins game two by a 4-1 final. Time to take a look at the Brewers organization scoreboard. Two games, one game postponed, one game canceled. The postponed game was in the Dominican Republic. Brewers won and Cubs red postponed due to rain. Down East and Carolina canceled. They will not make it up. Finals elsewhere, the ACL Brewers defeat the ACL A's by a 3-2 final. And the DSL Brewers 2 defeat DSL Braves 11-6. Elsewhere in the system, two games still in action. Wisconsin is up 3-2 on Beloit in the eighth. Nashville up 4-1 on Memphis in the eighth. And the Brewers and Dodgers are knotted at 3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers win it tonight by a 2-1 final. Nate Peterson the win. Austin Smith the loss. Craig Yoho his second save of the season in a game that takes 2 hours and 23 minutes. Shuckers will be off tomorrow and Monday as well. They'll restart the normal routine of Tuesday to Sunday series with Mondays off starting on Tuesday. It is their final series before the All-Star break. They'll travel up to Chattanooga and take on the Lookouts, trying to build off winning 5 of 6 against the Lookouts earlier in this season. First pitch Tuesday, 6:15 p.m. Central Time at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. We'll be at you with pregame at 5:55 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Again, the final score, Shuckers 2, Braves 1. We'll talk to you on Tuesday for a series opener from Chattanooga. Have a great night. We'll talk to you then.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.